Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. Happy April.
Happy April 1st.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
April 1st. No pranks, though, because we've been pranked enough lately.
I know the whole year has been declared April Fool's, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. Are any of you still doing some April Fool's things with your kiddos or whatnot? I don't know. That'd require a little bit of planning at this point. I don't know if anyone has those kinds of extra reserves. So. But I'm loving seeing this chat box and seeing what everyone is utilizing oils wise and what you're diffusing and loving, all that good stuff. Yeah, love it.
So much to be grateful for.
Always.
I had a quick share, and I'd love to hear what's up for you. So one of our leaders, Victoria Pleckenpohl, she recommended this activity where on the left column, you just kind of vent. You just talk about all the things that you could be frustrated about right now. You know, what are the perceived losses? What are the downers about everything right now? And just kind of give yourself permission to let it all out. Then on the right side, she has you take each of those complaints and turn them into, you know, what are the things that I can do? What can I create from that space? Like what? So maybe if the complaint is I'm out of toilet paper, the positive is I'm learning the power and beauty of a bidet. Or, right? Like, sorry, that's not a great example, but
No, it's okay. It's a real time, real example,
it's
so.
real, right? Like, or I can't physically be at leadership, but the upside is more of my people than ever will have access to leadership through the online version. So it's such a powerful process because, you know, it's pretty easy to feel helpless when so many of our like everyday things have changed. Like when we feel like, huh, like I could really use like a sit down at a Mexican restaurant right now, you know? And then you realize, oh, I'm actually, by doing this exercise, you just real come to realize how much of your life is in your control. And it's really empowering to item by item kind of take control back. And so I just want to invite each of you to go through that process today. Left column, things you could complain about, and then right column, taking your power back. So, just a fun little exercise that I want to invite us all into today. Tiff, what's up for you today?
I love that. I think something similar that I really kind of have two thoughts that I want to share. Can I share with two thoughts,
Go
everybody?
for it.
And Katie, I loved your share too. Just make sure you're sharing to all attendees so everyone can see what y'all are sharing for some good stuff. Sometimes it comes just to Andy and I and panelists. I'm thinking a lot about gratitude as well, like when you mentioned that. And I think to your point, feel all the feels, right? The frustrations, the losses, because sometimes when we just try to cover that up, it just kind of festers, right? So it is absolutely is acknowledging that and into the space of focusing on the gratitude and in the present moment, where a lot of anxiety lives is in the future, right? And a lot of having people be, myself or any of us, we're focused on the future and the what if and whatnot. And so, and to have empathy with that, right, for yourself and to come home to the gratitude in the present. I've been really more intentional about just conscious breathing and taking in the day that I'm in. That's the practice I'm really working on is I just have to be in the day that I'm in. And in this day, I'm in a warm home, I have clean water. Today in Utah, the sunshine is out, which I'm so grateful for. It was like 60 degrees yesterday here, which feels definitely like spring. you know, I have food. Thankfully, my family, we are healthy and we are doing all the measures to protect that. And grateful for my oils, grateful for books I can see, you know, just all the ways that we stay in the present moment and we focus on gratitude. And as you know, that's something I'm super passionate about, is circumstances change in our life. And we're in a unique circumstance right now. And so focusing on what is eternal in our lives, what lasts, what will always be present. And two of those key principles, gratitude and generosity. And many of you have participated in my, over the years, I've hosted a free gratitude and generosity series. And it's every November. And it's me and a thought leader just sharing different life lessons and experiences and how to shift. Because, you know, being back in the trust zone, right? For me, the opposite, Andy, something that's become really clear and that I've shared in a few places, maybe I've shared it here, is when we think about the opposite of anxiety, we often think of peace, right? Which is one absolute association. But for me, the opposite of anxiety has more to do with trust than it does, than peace is a natural like fruit of trust, if that makes sense. Is that I'll feel more peaceful if I'm trusting, for me, trusting God. God has me, has us, is leading us, or universe, right? Is leaning into the trust. And so choosing for myself, you know, nourishing myself with good things and taking good care of my body, doing what my part I can do to keep myself in a good place. Yes, that still has meant, you know, a percentage of the time where I've gotten to navigate through fears and things like that. But later today, my team's just finishing up the details on this. We are releasing the previous last 4 years of the Gratitude and Generosity series for free, right? We typically, at the end of a series, we charge $49 to own the series. So we have 4 years, so a $200 program that we're just putting out. We want to just put out good light and love and positivity. And that will be, if you follow me on social or you're on my email list, you'll see that come out this morning in just a little bit. We're just wrapping that up in the autoresponder. But that's one of the things that I'm feeling super passionate about, is putting out more good content, more light, more of the gratitude, more of the generosity, is the power of nourishing our brains with really good content. And so, you know, you'll see our dear friend Cheryl Moody is on that in within those 4 years. So it's 16 sessions, Trent Shelton, Amy Porterfield, Mari Smith, Preston Smiles, Randy Garn. There's just a whole bunch of goodness that's coming. And so look for that. It's coming literally this morning or by noon my time. So you'll see that come out. So as you talk about gratitude, is yes, is feel all the feels and make sure you're still taking your vitamins physically, but also your mindset vitamins. There is part of me that's totally on board where I kind of feel like we're frozen in that week between Christmas and New Year's, where like everything goes, where it's like, do we put on pants today? Who cares? I don't know. Are we eating ice cream for breakfast? Whatever. You know, do we have a bedtime curfew? No. You know, and so it's like, but having some of our routines are really good for us. Just like I want you taking your LLV every day. You guys take that LLV and your DDR Prime and, you know, your vitamin C and your vitamin A, and doing the things that help nourish our physical body is also that we're nourishing our brain. Hopefully you're still working on some habits of, you know, mindset and reading and listening and so forth. So that's the first thing that I just want to share, is that, you know, some days have been brighter for me and some days have been more, I've had to really pull to find, you know, three or four things I feel grateful for, joyful. I'm still human too. So even though I'm sharing it with you, it's not that it's a place of perfectedness. It's just that I know, I think it's one is I just truly know there is a God, 100%. And for me in the last month, I did some journaling last night, and I want to elaborate to thinking about a brand new month, which we're meeting today, and a brand new quarter starts today too. And even though we may have lost that in the details because March was, you know, 127 days long, you know, like, I'm not sure when weeks got to become years, you know, in this whole fun thing. But, you know, some of my own journaling last night and just thinking about and reflecting on the month of March, as I invite you to think about this yourself, is what have you learned this last month? Because there's been a lot of lessons. And maybe you've learned, like, I'm stronger than I thought I was, or I've learned that I'm a human too. I've learned that you know, I wrote out probably 7 or 8 key lessons, and I invite you to do the same thing, is look at the month of March and capture it, because there's so many rich gems. Well, one of the things when I let out in my lesson, you know, in my own journal writing last night, in wrapping up the month of March and reflecting, I wrote out, the first thing I led with was, I just know, not I hope, is I know that God is real. And I have seen in my own life little tender mercies and experiences and moments. I mean, keep in mind, a few weeks ago, Andy and I were in the middle of an earthquake, in the middle of a pandemic. That moment for me, I like literally had a very sacred, special moment of calling out to God and having an immediate experience where, in just many little ways, I do know that God is real. And if your faith is shaky right now, you can lean on mine, that I promise you, you are known and loved. I know that for sure. It is not a hope, it is a knowing. And so I just share that from the place and the perspective of, and then I went on to journal other things I've learned. You know, I've learned a lot in the last month. I've learned, actually, Andy, there's a part of me that loves this slowdown. I'm cooking and cleaning, and what? I'm really, I know, don't freak out, you guys. Like, I mean, honestly, because normally most of my, you know, cleaning is hired out, and a lot of my meal prep is, but you guys, I've been cooking a lot. Now, sometimes cooking might mean a bowl of cereal, you know, let's be honest.
It's a win.
I have been cooking a lot more and cleaning a lot more and just feeling like I'm really nourishing my roots, and I'm really loving it. Like, not to be a nerd, and don't judge me in the comments, please, but it's just being real. Now, ask me this in 3 months from now, you know, based on wherever, or a month from now, where we're at. But I think just this peace, and again, a lot of my peace comes from trust, because I know who's really running the show.
Wow.
And even with the loss and the fear that we're feeling, and it's not to downplay, like, I've had definitely moments of like anxiousness. There are people I know I really love, and I'm concerned about their well-being financially, or their, you know, of course I'm concerned about protecting and shielding, and the fears of all the things that are happening. I'm still human, but there's deep trust, and I trust 100%. Doesn't mean I always like the waves of the rockiness of the storm, but I know who's in control of the storm. So, not to make this church, but if that's what it is, it is. Yeah. It's just true sharing. And so for all of you, as we wrap up March, I think it would be a missed opportunity for each of you if you didn't take a moment just to capture, even if it's one thing, 2 or 3 things, you know, is to focus on and to look at, what have I learned this month about me, about life? I've loved seeing so much of humanity come together, supporting each other, loving each other, making homemade sewing masks and providing food and taking care of neighbors and strangers. Does it mean that every human's playing by the love code? No. Are there certain humans that you're also like, for real? Like, this is how you respond? Okay. But let's stay out of that. For the most part, love wins, right? And we see so much of that. So capture in your own writing, you know, your own journal are your sacred records, and looking at, like, what have I been learning? What's this teaching me? And then from there, I do invite you to still absolutely, even though there's a lot of unknown in our world for this day and this month and this season we're in, is we are starting a brand new month. And one of the things that I've been sharing with a lot of my coaching clients is this is a fantastic time to nourish your relationships. So even though, to our point, like, we're not having in-person classes, please don't do that, you know, stay home right now, but virtual classes or one-on-one, but even the reality, it's a great time to just nourish and connect with people, thinking about you. How are you doing? How's your family? This is a great time. We brainstormed this a lot last week about all the ways that you can be sharing on social or in texts or email about sleep, about stress, about immunity. You know, there's a lot of ways and things that you can be doing in that way. And so I just invite you to think about, you know, the ways you can be nourishing your business, but make some plans for April. Decide what's one personal habit and one business habit for the month of April, for sure. One personal, one business, and that you're committed to the habit, right? As habits are what create the outcomes we want. So maybe it's not as focused on, hey, the outcome, like, here's the rank I am by the end of April. nothing wrong with declaring that or sharing that or focusing on the next quarter or your Diamond Club goals for sure, but focus on the behaviors and the habits that lead to the outcome you want. Like for me, I decided weeks ago, and this was also my journal capture last night, is I must get moving at least once a day. Like get out of the house, get on a walk, go for a jog or a run. But it's now that non-negotiable piece is I just see such a distinct difference between the days that in the beginning of all of this, you know, starting to isolate, the handful of days, like I didn't leave the house at all. I really struggled a lot more emotionally versus if I get out and I get moving, I have such a better disposition. I feel better. I have more energy. So that's my personal habit, right? And then maybe business habits, you decide. A lot of my private clients have been nourishing 20 relationships a week, 10 existing clients or existing leaders, and then 10 new relationships. And they're tracking that and doing 20 a week. That feels like too much. You can do less. If you want to do more, you can do that. It's just being aware of still having intention to what you're creating and nourishing right now. I think that really makes a difference. So those are my thoughts. And I know, thank you for allowing me to be a little bit long-winded. I just felt so passionate about, let's talk about the gratitude, let's capture this, but let's also set some clear intentions. Because loves, we are in a new month and a new season and still being intentional with our time. So anyway, those are some thoughts, my friend, that I wanted to share.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much for that share. You're getting lots of love on the chat and also on Facebook, just people feeling it and so grateful for your just wisdom and certainty and vulnerability too. Like, thank you for sharing what's real.
Yeah. Well, so much love for this group. We're family now, everyone. I mean, we've been through a lot together, so.
Serious. What a ride. I love on Facebook, Haley B is saying, I've been asking my leaders, who are you becoming during the storm? What seeds are we planting? With April, we can share flowers that never die. Amen, sister.
Yeah, so good. Girl, Haley B.
Awesome. Well, should we jump into some coaching?
Yeah, there's some great stuff going on in this comment box. I love some of the insights. But yeah, we'd love to support you if you have a question. And even if, whether it's to process something or if you're like, hey, what's a strategy or what about this? We would love to support you today. So if there's anything that you want to share, please do so.
And if you're on Zoom, we'd love to have you raise your hand and we'll bring you on live. We can do it with or without video. I believe that April is still National Pajamas Month. So
yeah. Well, are you wearing pajamas today?
I'm not going to show you what's on downstairs.
Yep. Pretty cool.
Business on top, right?
For reals though, it's like everything looks so like, I look so professional. And so, but yeah, we've got pajama bottoms on, everyone. Let's just keep it real. I have earrings on, lipstick on, all this, but you know.
All right.
Yeah, you guys, I don't know. One of the things, if maybe someone wants to, you might be able to make a profit off of this. Maybe you create a video training series that will reteach people how to wear like how would I put on a business girl outfit again or a dress? Like I have worn like every day. It's kind of like, are we going to wear leggings today or should we wear leggings?
Yeah.
Which leggings it is, like seriously. I've worn jeans once in probably the last 4 weeks. And even then, that jeans felt fancy. What is happening? But seriously, I don't know if I'm going to know how to be a business, you know, like dress like a businesswoman again, everybody.
I think there's going to be a new business casual that's just like a legit casual.
It's just casual. If any, even then it's like, but seriously. I'm a little too comfortable with the like, yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
So Penny is on live. She's raised her hand. So Penny, can you hear us?
Hi, yeah. Penny. Hi, how are you?
So good to see you. Where are you located?
I'm in Arkansas now. Right. I used to be in Montana, but I'm in Arkansas now.
What part of Arkansas are you in?
It's outside of Little Rock.
Hey.
Yeah. It's been a big transition and stuff. So yeah. What I was wanting a little guidance with is, I've been in doTERRA for 8 years. been doing a lot of personal growth, had a lot of adversity along the way. And I've struggled with taking control of my destiny without always accommodating or taking on other people's responsibilities and giving up what was important to me, and not done really well with being confrontive in relationships when I'm trying to take care of myself and speak my truth. And sometimes it was because I wasn't clear about what I really wanted. And sometimes it was because I was just too weak because I let someone else, you know, run over me or whatever. You know, I was always giving that away. And so I've struggled with this thing with my business off and on, always, you know, really blaming either my circumstance or somebody, my relationship with my husband or my relationship with my enroller or, you know, all these types of things. But I was committed to loving myself enough to really take care of me and get to the place that I could love myself enough to be able to be healthy in the love that I give myself and the love that I give others. And so as a result, as I kept getting stronger and taking better care of myself and overcoming a lot of personal issues, it became, and I stopped taking care of other people so much and started saying what I would and wouldn't do, trying to set my boundaries, which I was never good at. So I reached the place that certain relationships and situations were no longer something I could tolerate, including a 25-year marriage. And I left and moved across the country and have been, for the first time, focusing on really trying to take care of myself. And I know that I've had an issue with also belief that I couldn't see myself being successful and having a lot of money and trying to hide myself and my light to accommodate other people. I think that was one of the biggest insights, because one of the part of the journey along the way for me has been constantly losing eyesight and having eye surgeries and then having to learn to use a white cane and do some of that. And I remember the most powerful thing that I got about myself from an experience with the cane was my teacher was, she was watching me. We were doing the training with a blindfold on in an area of town that I was very familiar with, but I had been falling so much that I had the habit of holding my head down. And so I was wearing these blindfolds and I'm looking down and trying to use my cane. It's a pretty complicated thing when you're first starting out trying to figure out how to do it. And I was afraid. I knew I was in a place that there were people and I didn't want to hit anybody. I didn't want to hurt anybody and have my head down. And my teacher comes up behind me. She says, "Penny, how long have you been holding your head down?" She said, "Hold your head up." And she said, "Come here, this," and she's swinging my cane. Now I'm blindfolded and she's saying, "This is your space. You take up all your space. Everybody else will adjust." And I was like, that's me. I'm always afraid.
I'm looking down, I'm holding in. I don't want to take up my space in the world. I'm afraid I'm going to hurt somebody else. And so I had an incident with my enroller that once again, this is a longstanding relationship that sees me as the old weak person, and I've been steadily changing. And there's a battle between the old way that I functioned in my business and my unwillingness to step fully into my power because the boundaries keep getting taken away from me and my power keeps getting taken away. And obviously I must give it up. It doesn't, nobody has the power to totally take it away. But I almost decided to walk away from it because of that, the business. And it's a solid business. I've been hanging on to it and constantly working with it. And, you know, I have about 300 people in my group and it's pretty steady. And without that extra income, you know, because I couldn't work at a regular job anymore, it's been very important to me. So I realized that I couldn't give that up, and I either have to get really committed and get in there and stop hiding and just not care and understand that this person will never change and will always see my business as that person's business and not my own, and always jump in and try and change everything for me, and then I have to readjust and figure it out. So I'm just not sure how to make that transition of when you're starting to get stronger and you're having all these other issues in the business and really stay solid and not quit and not stop and start. It's like I stop and I start and I don't, you know, I go, okay, I'm going to do it. And then something comes along and it knocks me off. So I don't know if any of that makes any sense.
Thank you for sharing your heart with us and all that you've been going through. I sure appreciate that. And I'm curious, could you sum up for me what your, how can I best, or Andy and I best help you today, what your key question is in all of that?
That's a good question. I feel like how do you stay in where your enroller and yourself, I guess, have two different views mm-hmm. of what your role is and how to resolve that when nothing you, every tactic I've tried doesn't seem
Let me ask a clarifying question. Have you had the communication with your enroller? Have you shared your thoughts and your feelings and your requests and things like that?
Yes.
Okay.
So over in different ways.
And, yeah, but directly and clearly, not just hinting at, right? Because sometimes we like to hint at things versus having really clear communication to say, hey, and clear communication of taking ownership, like, hey, I'm feeling this way. This is what I need to thrive in this relationship. This is what I'm requesting with my team and with how I'd like you to show up. You know, if not, I'd invite you to circle back to really clear language, because sometimes we make a lot of assumptions in our communication, right? Like one of my favorite books of all time is a book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And where we create a lot of our own suffering is we make assumptions in our relationships and our communication. And then we create, because of that assumption or that feeling, we have a whole story, right? Like you have a whole emotional story about this person. And it doesn't mean that doesn't mean your feelings are totally valid. It's just the awareness that now it's like everything that person ever does is under suspicion. Does that make sense? Because of the emotional body that you have in this relationship. And so that's just one thing to consider, is sometimes to clean up that energy. Or, and again, you can't control, this person may have no interest in meeting you there. You know, I don't know anything about them. They, of course, are going to have their own side of the story. But the reality is like you choosing to say, have I really given that kind of clear communication? Here's what I need in this partnership to thrive. I'd really, because it behooves both of you to have a thriving partnership, right? Because the more that you succeed, the more they succeed. and just asking for that. Here's what I need to thrive in this relationship. A lot of times with couples, that's one of the challenges, is we all make assumptions. And even if we think, well, I've told them already before what I need, but that was maybe 5 years ago or 50 years ago, or even 5 weeks ago, is just the open dialogue. So a lot of times it's owning that level of communication of saying, and whether you even write it out and saying, this is what, you know, I need, but communicating through that, that might be something. It sounds like you've worked on that communication, but I'm just inviting you to reflect if you have been very specific and clear of making requests. See, in a relationship, we sometimes just, here's my feelings, versus can we sum up those feelings? Yes, share them, but then sum them up into a request. Here's what I need to thrive in this relationship, right? This is how, when I feel this, this, and this, and it's clear and it's specific, right? I think that's first thing that's helpful. And the second thing, love, is that even if we practice all these tools, like that other person has their agency, is just choosing in to being really clear, what's your purpose? And why do you do this business? Because it's not for your enroller. You're doing this business to make a positive contribution into the lives of others, which you're doing. And so if you forget that, one of the things I have my coaching clients do is they write their purpose out or their why out. Many of them on a 3x5 card, and it's on their bathroom mirror or their desktop. But somewhere where they daily review, it's like a personal creed, like their personal constitution. They're reminding themselves daily why they do what they do. And that purpose, to be a purpose-driven leader, will help you weather the storms of, hey, my emotions are up, my emotions are down, my emotions are up, my emotions are down. I feel loved and validated. I feel unseen and disrespected. I feel loved. I feel validated. I feel, you know, not valued, not important, you know, and all the ways that different humans and life experiences trigger those things is we come back to purpose and we come back to the why am I doing what I'm doing. That will really help when you're asking this emotional fortitude. But realize, for all of us, there's not one textbook answer for everything that you've shared. Like, how do I change this overnight? You're not, but look, you have been changing so much. And so honor the progress, love. Honor the progress, like you're growing. And so you honor that. But one of the ways that we help ourselves do the get out of the stop and start with our business is we get really purpose-minded, matched with we start measuring effort versus outcomes, right? If your commitment to doTERRA is only hinged upon a certain amount of accolades or a certain amount of a certain rank or whatnot, that will be a real struggle. But when you're committed to the process, like for instance, I love the concept of gardening. The concept of gardening is like, I love to garden, the process of it, not just the outcome of the fruits or vegetables that I'm cultivating, is I'm out there and loving the process. And so measuring effort, right? Like when I said, my private coaching clients are nourishing 20 relationships a week. They're tracking it, they're accountable to it, they report to me on it, and they're looking at 10 nourishing 10 existing leaders in their business or relationships, and they're nourishing 10 new relationships in their life, whether they're meeting online or in person or people they've been sampling, things like that. And that's one of the, quote, we're measuring the process or the effort, knowing when they're doing the work, they're out enjoying and being in the gardening, then the outcomes will come as well. But again, purpose is how you help write out some of the emotional, you know, waves that we all go through and that you're feeling.
Okay.
Does that help you, or did you get triggered in there a little bit?
No, I mean, I understand that I've allowed the I had a specific request for a boundary that multiple times kept getting disregarded. And so the emotion came up pretty strong this time and really took over again, which I'm a sensitive person, so I take a lot of stuff sometimes to heart, and I'm always trying to find the understanding, you know, behind it. I was listening to Chris this thing and trying to write down those stories in my life. And I've known that I have wisdom that I think can share, help people. And I think that that's, you know, that's part of the vehicle that doTERRA is, to help people. And so, yeah, I guess it's just diving in deeper to that and just committing stronger.
But let me ask you this. Are you willing to take full responsibility for your business regardless of how your enroller shows up? Mm-hmm. And are you willing to, you know, for yourself, I mean, if you were willing to leave a 25-year marriage, I know you're a strong woman. And that you're willing to say, hey, I'm willing to take that my emotions, like, again, it's not to say, but you see how much energy we give to someone else that maybe is never going to give us the validation we want. We can practice the communication. It sounds like you've done that. I've asked you to reflect. Could I be more clear? Could I be more open? Could I also do my part to clean that up? One of the ways, like when someone's really hurt me or activated me, is I start to pray for them. And that's not to say, hey, Tiff's a saint. I do that for my own emotional well-being, is I just put that person back in God's hands. Like, hey, that person is also a child of God, even though I'm not seeing them that way. That's who they are. And I'm just putting them back in God's hands to free me up. But when you're saying your business success is determined upon what's happening with this relationship, I'm inviting you to take your ownership back and out of victimhood and out of ownership that says, I'm going to change more lives regardless of this person's influence, opinion, or how they show up. Like, I get to be this bright light. Because to me, Penny, you're very inspiring and what you have to share and what you have to offer. Yet you get to make some of those choices. And I'm with you when you say I'm super sensitive. I'm with you. I can take it really sensitively. I can have my feelings hurt easily. So you're not wrong for that. That's one of your strengths, right? Is the way that you're able to connect with people is because you have this sensitive tenderness. But I'm in coach mode right now, not girlfriend mode, right? Because girlfriend mode just says, oh, that woman, she is not da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm not going there with you. I'm going to pull us back to accountability and empowerment that says, regardless of this, how are you going to choose to show up? Are you going to stay in purpose? Because what you're saying, your question is what you've said your question is how do I continue to stay present and checked in when I feel like my emotions do this? And we've talked through that, which is come heavily back to purpose, you know? So again, you are so not wrong for feeling the way you feel, but you also get to come out of that energy space, which in some ways, sometimes, oh, can I say something really bold?
Oh, please. Absolutely. Be honest.
Andy, can I say something really bold?
It's time.
Oh, gosh. And I've done this, so it's calling myself out. But sometimes I have made someone else my airtight alibi of why I'm playing small.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm noticing is that I keep doing this.
Yeah. So let's not be gentle with yourself. This is not like one of your life lessons is you've been making progress and it is enough. But sometimes we utilize someone else as our airtight alibi of why we don't really go for it. Because it really, it's like, and it keeps us in our comfort zone versus this like, Penny has the capacity. You have the capacity, Penny, because you are who you are, your resilience. You could go as far as you want to go with this. Your 300 could be 600. And 6,000 and various things. Like you have that capacity. But sometimes, I'm not saying this is happening. I just said, maybe there's someone else that's watching or needs to hear this. Haven't we all sometimes said, oh, if well, my spouse doesn't support me or my upline doesn't support me. I guess, ho-hum, I'll just have to stay in this little section. I've done it myself where I made someone else their opinion and the wound I felt in that relationship, I was hiding and playing small, which really was more about me staying in my comfort zone. We're getting a lot of, some of you are just sending it to panelists, but you're like, oh, amen. Yes. Ouch. Right. So maybe say, thank you, Penny. Others needed to hear that is sometimes again, thank you for the permission to just, let's have some real truth talk today. Like ding, like how often we've made, whether it's our upline or one of our frontline leaders or our spouse or a relationship, someone that's hurt us, our airtight alibi of why we don't have what we want and why we don't go from where we want to be. Dr. Christine, can you reshare your comments to all attendees? Because only Andy and I are seeing all your great stuff. Yeah, she just said, no April Fool's here.
Oh, no, I totally own that. That's exactly yeah. what I've done.
So here's what I want you to get. Cool. Yeah, but Sissy, listen. Do you have a purpose to share? Yes or no? Do you have a big purpose to share?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah? No, that's, yeah? Do you have a big purpose to share?
There are times I guess I think I do and then I think I don't.
Yeah, but that's your emotions. So I want you to come to your truth. Like your emotions and truth don't always align. My emotions sometimes say, sit on the couch, eat a box of Thin Mints. Really good idea, right? Sometimes my emotions too, is like, Tiff, you know, people have heard it. You're over it. Like, move on. Or your emotions, it's like, I don't feel like it. I just wrapped a course yesterday and we talked all about the power of your fortunes and your follow through. How often is our emotional state determining our follow through? Often. So it's coming to a place of truth. Lovey, I know you know this.
Yeah.
I know you know this. You have a purpose. Think about, tell me about one person's life you know you've changed through doTERRA. Their health, their wellness, their home, for their children. Tell me one person you know doTERRA has helped change their life because you introduced them to it.
Hmm. Yeah, there are several.
So let me ask you this. Do you want to get out of the emotional state you're in right now or do you want to stay in it?
No, I don't.
Okay. So are you willing to make a choice?
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to choose?
I'm going to choose to take control of myself.
Okay. And what else are you going to choose?
To be more consistent and to just get into action and focus in the now. I can't really, I mean, there's no uncertainty. There never is certainty.
Yeah.
But thinking too much about, you know, past or future doesn't do any good.
Yeah. And it's okay to also absolutely grieve, right? And go through the grief of a loss of a relationship or feel the feeling. But I'm asking you to choose a purpose, sister. Not just a should list, because a lot of that just sound like judgment. More consistent, be this, that, be that, is make a choice. Like, are you serious about helping change more people's lives?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious and committed about helping more people have access to tools that can help their wellness, their healing, their heart, their peace?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the yes and decision I'm asking you to make. So will you take on as an assignment that you will put in writing your why and your purpose, that you are on the planet and in this business to change more lives? Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
I want it in writing and I want it somewhere you're gonna review it and see it every day. And that will help you. It doesn't mean it will cure that you'll never feel insignificant again. It won't cure that you'll never feel like unmotivated again. Because we all, self-included, and Andy can attest to his life experiences, we all go through some emotional highs and lows or dips, but we come back from a place of purpose. And your life matters, Penny. And your influence on these 300 people and growing makes a difference. And that's why you get up and why you do what you do day in and day out, is why we're willing to share, why we're willing to follow up, is because it's bigger than us and we're willing to be on purpose. And that is how we help manage for all of you, right? A lot of you, I'm seeing your comments, at least here on the chat box, I can't see Facebook, right? It's just that it's the conversation is, are you committed to changing more lives? I mean, think about what we're in the middle right now. I mean, how often are you using your oils today, you know, daily right now?
Yeah.
And what confidence, like every night I'm diffusing Purify and On Guard through you know, three stations in my home, and, you know, the cleaner and the oils and taking the flume capsule and, you know, oregano and all these things where I'm just so grateful for doTERRA that is a part of a big part of my toolkit for my own wellness and the peace of mind. So think about this, sister, like you have so much to give. I'm in your corner. I'm cheering you on. I'm just hoping that, you know, where I'm coming from is to pull you into empowerment and to make those choices. Andy, I have like totally owned this. So I want you to weigh in too. What would you say to our courageous Penny here today?
Well, and a mic drop too. Thank you for your powerful sharing. And the chat and the Facebook Live are just blowing up with all the love. So thank you for sharing from your heart, Tiff.
Always.
So Penny, I need my upline to do or not do certain things? Question mark. Yes or no?
Yes, to not do.
Okay, so I need my upline to not do certain things in order for you to be a leader. Is that true?
No, but I think that's a belief that I was operating under.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you believe that thought, how do you react? When you believe, I need my upline to not do certain things in order for me to be a leader, how do you react?
I just give up.
Yep. You give up, you check out, you play small. So who would you be without that belief?
I would be probably engaged and more thriving and moving forward. Yeah,
you would be limitless. You would step into your power. You would be the leader that you feel in your heart called to be. So you have this idea that there's a scarcity mindset around leadership. You have this belief that if my upline shows up in a certain way, then that takes away my ability to be the leader of my team. But guess what's true about scarcity in any realm? It's a lie. The fact is that you can actually have two uplines, just like you can have parents and you can have grandparents, and they don't take away from each other. The fact is, you feel called to loving on your team and loving in a big way. And that influence, like whoever loves bigger wins. Whoever leads bigger wins. Like, and not wins in the sense that they beat the other, they just have more influence. So we had a situation on our team once where a team wanted their upline to show up a certain way and to engage like with mindset training and leadership training and mentoring. And instead that leader showed up and said, hey, guess what? For your convention party, I made bracelets for everybody. And what was your team name again? Because I want to put your team name on the bracelet. Guess what level of leadership that upline was committed to? Like level one, like level 0.5. Like giving people a bracelet. And so this other leader that was closer to their team was irate. They were so ticked. And you know what my coaching for them was? If you want to lead bigger, then do it. If you want to love in a more meaningful and lasting and impactful way, then stop giving your upline the power. Stop making them the alibi, as Tiffany said. Like, you don't need anybody to show up any way for you to be you. The fact is, you pouring into your leaders and you pouring into their lives and serving in meaningful ways will make way more difference than that stupid bracelet ever will. So stop giving the bracelet the power. Stop giving the upline that much influence, because they haven't earned it. It's not real. So there is no scarcity when it comes to leadership. If you're the powerful leader and another powerful leader walks into the room, does that take away your power?
No.
No, it doesn't. It's like love. It's like light. You know, like lighting another candle doesn't take away from the light of the first candle. So I'm just adding a huge hearty amen to everything Tiffany said. Like, you get to shine and you get to be you, and nothing anyone else does or says can ever take away from that.
Yeah.
So we love you and we are cheering for you all the way.
Yes.
And you've got this, girl.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for the share, because where it went today, I think all of us needed to hear this, right? Like, how many of you can relate to this, that it's like, wow, in some way or shape or another, and whether it's an old wound from like a parent relationship that maybe didn't validate us or show up for us, or a spouse or a leader or, you know, whatever. It's just like, oh man. And that's why, but how do we help it is? Because that's a big awareness where we give our energy to, is refocused into purpose. What's my purpose? What do I choose it to be? Right? A lot of times people get so hung up. I had this conversation with a friend over the weekend where we get so like, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? She's working as a nutritionist in a certain industry, and you know, really like, purpose? And your purpose is to love. Your purpose is to serve, right? And coming back to, it's like, so, okay, I want to serve more people. Cool. Let's be about it. Write it, capture it, review it, right? Even though I gave that assignment to Penny, I'm asking all of you if that speaks to you, and or, you know, at times you can do this ebb and flow with your effort, with your follow through, with your consistency. One of the ways to firm that up is to firm up your purpose. So get it in writing, get it somewhere posted. I'd love to see it once you've done it, right? Not just talk about it, because great coaching, here's the thing, Fluffs, even though we can all feel the energy of today and there's like, boom, yes, great coaching doesn't change your life.
Yeah.
It's only if you take action. So get it in writing and then give yourselves, again, some guidelines. Like, how many people do I contact a week? And I'm about this business. I'm in my gardening. I'm connecting. I'm nourishing. I'm following up, you know, is to create that change for yourself. But Penny, thank you for your courage, because, again, I honor who you are, all the changes you've been making. You're on the right path. Stay the course, sister. Stay the course. Keep moving forward. Keep working on it. Yes, it's okay to stop moments of being discouraged. It's okay to, like, again, eat a full thing of Ben and Jerry's with some good Netflix if you need to. You know, but we come back to purpose over and over again, and you're on a purpose. We need more people to have these bottles of light, gifts of the earth. We need more people to have education of how to help support themselves emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially. We need more people with that empowerment. You are a change maker and you're a change catalyst. That's what you're all selling. All of you are selling change. And you're all in the change business and you're in the empowerment business. We're in this together. You're all in part of that. So anyway, thank you for the share, sister. Andy, anything you want to wrap up a thought with us today for our session today?
Just thank you, Penny, for creating this space of truth, right? Like, that's what I feel like this has been. It's just a truth session. So it's been the perfect question, the perfect setup. The thought that I had when you threw that out there, like when you invited all of us to write down our purpose on a piece of paper, like, what if that is the admission ticket to get on next week's success coaching call?
Amen.
Right?
That's right. That's right. Because we're not just here for chit chat. That's right. That is your ticket. You're going to have that as your ticket. Good call, Goddard. That's really good.
So I'm here to raise the level of light in the world, and just like Tiffany said, you here, if you're on this call, you're a change maker. And so let's raise that standard, and let's bring written or on your phone in a graphic, however you want it, like bring your declaration of why you are here and what you were called to do in this space. Now is the time to get clear on your why, your purpose, your vision, and shine brighter than you ever have before. The world is starving for your light. So let's bring the light.
Yeah.
Let's bring the service.
Yep. Clarity. So get your purpose in writing, take a photo of it. You can put it in the comments on Facebook Live next week. You can bring it to the Zoom. We'll go on gallery view, and that's your ticket in. Because I'm with you. It's like, I'm interested in people who really want to change and see a difference and be part of that with us. And instead of, you know, I mean, we love to do this call and share, but we also want to see you rise up. We want to see it be a change maker for you. So I love that you said that, my friend. Thank you for up-leveling us. You're always up-leveling us, Andy. I appreciate it.
You too. Thank you for bringing it today, sister.
All right, everyone. Have an amazing rest of your week. Welcome to April. Decide your top two habits, one personal, one business. Get your purpose in writing and why you do what you do. We look forward to seeing you next Wednesday with your purpose already posted and stated. And let's keep taking it to the next level.
Awesome. See you next week.